Bob Hart reporting the headlines from 1963. George C. Wallace is elected governor of Alabama. In his inaugural speech, he defiantly proclaims segregation now, segregation tomorrow, segregation forever. Country music superstar Patsy Cline is killed in a plane crash along with fellow performers Hawkshaw Hawkins, Cowboy Copas, and Cline's manager and pilot Randy Hughes. They were returning from a benefit performance in Kansas City. Dr. Ellis DeBakey develops an artificial heart machine that sustains blood circulation during surgery, thus enabling life-saving open-heart surgery. Martin Luther King Jr. gives his historic I Have a Dream speech at the foot of the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C. to celebrate the centennial of the Emancipation Proclamation. The top TV shows, The Beverly Hillbillies, Bonanza, and The Dick Van Dyke Show. The Oscar goes to Tom Jones, the movie, and the Dodgers beat the Yankees in the World Series. Those are some of the stories making news in 1963. This is Bob Hart on Radio Recall with Jim Hampton.
Remember this golden record.
Oh, this has to be one of my favorites. Barry and the Tamerlanes. Remember the song?
Can't help it if I wonder. Wonder what she's doing. Can't help it if I wonder what she's doing.
Tamerlanes, I wonder what she's doing tonight. Well, you better go home early and find out. It might be a big surprise. It's Radio Recall. My name's Jim Hampton, or maybe you know me as Jimmy Hampton. I was on the air here in Detroit at WXYZ, WJBK, WABX, WCAR. And then I ran out of stations, and I ran out of Detroit. And I live in Los Angeles now, but, you know, this is where family is and friends, and it's great to be here. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, we're going to be introducing you to someone that you know very well, who's been a staple of Detroit radio for many, many years, and for many times, too, I might add, on many stations, Tom Shannon. He's going to be around, so stand by, all right? This is going to be a night to remember. Do you remember the Velvets?
Tonight, around your finger, oh my darling, hold me tight, and tonight just could be the night.
Ba, 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 ba.
Yeah.
Tonight could be the night to fall in love. Someone like you, oh my darling, hold me tight.
night. Could be the night. Well, it better be. Been planning on this for such a long time. You know, it took me about, 3 months to kind of organize all this stuff. And I should mention to you that we're going to be featuring some amazing talent here on the show. We have Terry Knight, who's going to be reminisced in a fantastic air check. And by the way, a lot of these air checks have been restored. We've actually, you know, put the music into them because when they record these things, they basically just do it for, you know, critique purposes, and so a lot of times you don't hear the music all the way through. So in our case, we had not only to put the song in, but we had to find the song, and that was, well, that was really saying something, because some of these songs are totally, totally missing in action. And I want to thank George Griggs, by the way, who has been like, well, he is my Mr. Go-To guy for everything as it relates to music. He's amazing. So thank you, George, and thank you all for listening to Radio Recall. What am I doing here? Oh, you know what? That sound in the background reminds me of our next guest. Let's see if you can remember. Guess by now, the man is Tom Shannon, and that of course is his theme song in the background. And Tommy, are you on the line with us?
I am indeed, Jim. How are you?
Well, through the magic of communications, I am just so thrilled to have you here on our show on Radio Recall. You recall radio, don't you?
I vaguely, yeah. I spent enough years bouncing back and forth. Yeah.
Well, I said earlier there's about 20 or 25 girlfriends. They say they were girlfriends. They called earlier. They've left their numbers. I don't know what to do with them. In case you want me to give them to you later, I can do
Jim,
that.
Jim, if they're in a wheelchair, that's I understand. I've got a walker myself.
So in the background, I'm playing this theme song you're sort of known for, which is Wild Weekend. What's the story on that?
Well, you know what? It was actually done as a theme song when my hometown is really Buffalo, as you may, well, you certainly know that because we've worked together and we've known each other for a long time, but Buffalo was my hometown, and when I started here at a big station called WKBW, when I say here, I mean in Buffalo, I started at KB, they wouldn't give me a theme song. It was only on weekends. Like you, I started out very, very early in life loving radio and playing radio and eventually getting on the air at about 15, but I didn't get to KB until I was about, I think, just about ready to turn 18. And they said, you know, you don't get a theme song. So with a friend of mine named Phil Todaro, he and I worked together with some lyrics, and neither of us are George or Ira Gershwin, you know, but we put together a theme song called Top Tunes, News and Weather. So glad we can get together on the Tom Shannon Show.
Oh, I
and,
like that.
And that's the melody for Wild Weekend. But these kids came up to me at a record dance, and they said, we want to play your theme. And I said, with the lyrics? And they said, no, instrumentally. And both Phil and I just were floored. It was so good. We put him in a studio, recorded it, produced it, put it out locally, and it did so well, but we couldn't afford to press up the vinyl in those days. And eventually, I was in the Army, and Bernie Benick from Swan Records heard it in Syracuse, I guess, up the road from us, which had a skip portion of our signal. So the guys in Syracuse didn't know, and they were playing it as a new record. A kid who was on the air had come from Buffalo, making this story longer than it needs to be, I suppose. But he said, I want to buy it. And the guy said, well, you're going to have to talk to Tom Shannon. And I think, don't know where he is. He's in the Army now.
Oh,
and they reached me at Fort Dixon in New Jersey at 40,000 men, open post. And they said, Bernie said to me, Tommy, I want to buy that record. I said, well, I'm not going to sell it to you, but I'll lease you the master. And so that's what we did. And that's the story of Wild Weekend. I mean, and it's been done by NRBQ and 25 others, The Ventures and so on. Lots and lots of covers over the years.
So you retired on this song,
it's on two versions of The Simpsons. It's on what else? On Friends, I guess, on NBC.
That's amazing.
One of the, you know, season two or season four, whatever. But needless to say, the song has got synchronization rights, and it's been a winner. I mean, it just, it does better today than it did back 30 years ago.
Well, no wonder you're living next to Clint Eastwood.
Now, I don't live next door to Clint. He's down the road and over.
Oh, he's over the road.
In the high rent district. Yeah, Monterey. Actually, Jim, you know California because you're a Los Angelonian, or what is it called?
Los Angelonian, yeah, that's it, yeah.
And believe me, I'm back in Detroit and Buffalo
a couple of times a year.
I'm out here on the Central Coast, which is Carmel, Monterey, and Salinas. And let's face it,
it's
pretty
neat
weather. We don't have the lake effect snow or the cold that both Detroit and the area and Buffalo have, but it's been terrific. And as you know, Robin's out here and you're out here, and there's a number of people out in California. I don't feel like a traitor. Sometimes I do, I guess, and I sometimes miss that, but I do get back once or twice a year and visit and see things. My son still lives in Grosse Pointe in the park.
Right in the
I could be
of the
living
park,
in the is. Park out here, you don't know.
So, well, you are missed here in Detroit, of course, and you've been on so many stations in town. You were on WJBK when I was there, you're WXYZ, and of course at CKLW a number of times.
And, Tower.
Yeah, then Tower. And, you know, what do you think? I mean, you were on that massive signal, and you were covering all those states, and you had a lot of influence on a lot of people's lives. What do you
think? Well, you know, it really is surprising, Jim. There's a number of people, you know, that come along that say, oh my gosh, I know who you are. And I hear somebody who was a friend from the Department of State said to me, I grew up in New Jersey, I could hear you in both WKBW and CKLW. Sometimes the signals crossed, and if you got both of them, Robert Klein, Wolf Blitzer, who's from my hometown, grew up listening to me. The late Tim Russert did the same thing, came up and started to sing my theme song. And that's from some of the Buffalo signals, but from CKLW, I had some great hockey players, and you were talking about the Wings and all of that, so I still follow that incredible dynasty there. But anyway, it really is an influential thing with just people who have listened. Rocky Mount, North Carolina, someplace overseas, some of the Foreign Service people, some of the soldiers and sailors who were sitting in the water off of, Argentina and could hear the skip signal at night. And, well, you know what that's kind of like, although JBK signal in those days, we had 50,000 watts too, Jim, but it went.
They were right over the Detroit River,
north.
I think, yeah. Yeah,
you could hear it in Alaska, I suppose, but no place else. It had that, 18 towers going pretty much north. But
well, quickly, if you had, one message you could kind of give to all your fans from Detroit, because we're going to listen to your show here in a second, what would you say to them right now? Anything special?
Oh, boy. Whatever you like to do, stay with it, whatever it is. The face of radio has changed incredibly. That much, I guess, is for certain. You, meaning you out there, have probably noticed that. What could I say? Hang in there, because I know times are tough everywhere, but certainly, most importantly, in Detroit and the area, because that's really hit very, very hard. And I keep my thoughts out and my prayers out for everybody who live in the area, and that includes my son, who I keep saying, are you okay? Yeah, Dad, I'm fine.
Well, we're gonna go back into time right now, listen to Tom Shannon the way we remember you on the air, and I'm sure that will take our minds off the things that are going on in the country and here in Detroit right now. So, Tommy, thanks so much for being on the show. It's great to talk to you. Say hi to Clint for me.
Well, you know what? There's a lot of Buffalonians that from, you mentioned before, Joey Reynolds, Dick Purton, Big Jim Edwards. I was glad to hear it because I listen live on the
WPON.com.
I just found out that I can do that and listen to the streaming sound, and everything sounds wonderful. The great memories. I want to say that to you, Jim, that you're doing a great job, and keep it up. And hello to Dickie Kernan and George Griggs and some folks that I know there very well and have over the years, and some that we'll miss, like Frantic Ernie and Dave Schaefer, Terry Knight. Some of the guys have gone on to the big radio station in the sky, I guess.
Dick Kernan is actually here, and he wanted to say a word to you.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, Dick, how are you?
I am probably better than I deserve.
We're long in the tooth. I got together with Robin. I told Jimmy the story much earlier, but I got together with Robin out in Phoenix, Arizona. And, you know, here we have a picture, and I just then went to John Smintak, who retired from the Free Press and is in someplace else now. But I sent him a picture of Robin and I, and I said, how do you like these two old icons? I said, I'm turning, well, I was 70 then, and I said, Robin has got to be at least 80. So I said, we're 70 and 80, and I said, we don't look too bad, considering we're alive.
I just wanted to say, when you run into Clint, would you please thank him for all of us here in Michigan for shooting Gran Torino here?
Yes, and I had my heart go pitter-patter because I did see it out here, and I looked at it, and I saw one of the street signs was Kercheval or something, because I'd lived in the Grosse Pointe area. I lived a lot of places in the Detroit area, but I lived in the Grosse Pointe Park area, and I saw a couple street signs, and I went, oh my gosh. I will thank him. I see him.
Let's go back into time, Tom. Let's listen to Tom Shannon on CKLW.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Much More Music on a Million Dollar Weekend, presented by
CKLW. 8:30 on the Tom Shannon Show.
That's Marvin Gaye and Kim Weston. That is two. On the Million Dollar Weekend, 832, CKLW. Location next time on the Tom Shannon Show. IR2.
Hi-ho, hey, hey, chew your little troubles away. Hi-ho, hey, hey, chew me.
Teenage Mother, a startling motion picture. Teenage Mother, she was just a lot of trouble. See Teenage Mother in color starting Wednesday at the Fox Theater.
The Big 8 CKLW.
The CKLW Location X jackpot is now worth $2,600. We've selected a card, and our lucky call is now being completed.
I'm going back to Massachusetts. Telling me I must go home. And the lights all went down in Massachusetts. The day I left her standing on.
lost amid the glimmer in Massachusetts. Every time I see Boston, it always looks like the lights are always out there. It isn't the liveliest town in the world. That's the sound of the Bee Gees, the number 14 from the Big 30. All the Boston people love me. 835 CKLW, location X time on the Tom Shannon Show.
Munt's Cartridge City has just received a brand new shipment of 4 and 8-track auto stereo tape players. Call 839-1850.
This is the sound of location X. Okay, Marguerite Wurstein of Windsor, for $2,600, exactly where is location X?
I think it's the playground of St. Francis School.
The playground of St. Francis School. Mrs. Wurstein, that's it. That is location X.
The whole family's going crazy, huh?
The neighbors are coming in for more.
The whole neighbor's out, right?
All right, listen, hold on a second, and don't faint dead away. Just stay right there. I'll be right back. Wow, Mrs. Marguerite Wurstein of King Street in Windsor is the winner of our Location X jackpot for $2,600, and I'm as nervous as she is.
CKLW Golden.
Wow! I know it's going to be all right. J.J. Jackson, congratulations, Mrs. Wurstein.
McGregor, CKLW 2020 News. The Detroit Free Press has suspended publication, leaving Detroit without a major daily newspaper. The Free Press has stopped publication because of violations of joint contracts by various trade unions. It's 43 degrees. This is Byron McGregor, CKLW 2020 News. And that's what's happening today, November 17th, 1967.
November 17th, 1964.
Come on, everybody! Come on in!
Baby. Got a whole big pool out there. Called the Detroit River. Golden side of Bobby Freeman on the $1 Million Weekend. 847 CKLW Big Wheel Time on the Tom Shannon Show.
The Big 8 CKLW.
Thanking the thousands who entered our contest and congratulating Marguerite Wurstein of Windsor, the $2,600 cash winner. Location X is the playground of St. Francis School.
You're shiftless and you're lazy, just like that hound dog Daisy. When Grandma raised me, honey, child,
time the question from Detroit. Even Granny digs it. Really, number 20 from the Big 30. 8:52, CKLW, Big Wheel Time on the Tom Shannon Show. Go ahead and put some music in someone's life this Christmas. Why not use Hewitt's layaway plan? You see, Hewitt's has just received a huge shipment of brand-name musical instruments, and for a small deposit, will hold any instrument of your choice with low weekly payments available. But don't wait for the Christmas rush. I mean, order the model you want right now. Trade in your old instrument. Put an exciting new band or combo instrument under the tree this Christmas. Visit Hewitt's fabulous music stores. They're conveniently located at 13936 Michigan Avenue in Dearborn and 31437 Ford Road at Merriman in Garden City. You plagued by acne blemishes? Well, discover Propa pH. This effective lotion strikes at skin blotches. In fact, if you are not satisfied, your money will be refunded. Propa pH lotion.
CKLW. I want to thank Tom Shannon. So great to hear him back on the radio again on CKLW. And also, Tommy, thank you for calling in. It was great to hear your voice on the air. I know a lot of people really miss you, and we certainly do. By the way, we have some more things coming up that are really exciting. Does everyone agree with that? Exciting?
Yes! Woo-hoo! Yeah.
Excitement!
Okay, we just broke these meters and these things here. Anyway, we have Terry Knight is going to be coming up. WJBK. He was the 1, 2, 3, I think, Jack the Bellboy. If you don't remember,
he also was Mick Jagger's close friend.
He was a friend of the Stones, yeah. You know, he's got a big history, and we're going to talk about him.
Grand
and
Funk.
Also one of my favorite friends and favorite disc jockeys of all time, Mr. Joel Sebastian, is going to be here on the show on Radio Recall. So don't go away. There's lots happening, we're going to start off with this.
Radio Recall remembers the top five songs from this date in 1964. Number 5.
Love me with all your heart. That's all I want, dear. Love me with all your heart, or not at all.
Ray Charles Singers, Love Me With All Your Heart. Number 4.
Go into the chapel and we're gonna get married. Go into the chapel.
Dixie Cups, Chapel of Love, and here's number 3.
Hello, Dolly, this is Louis. Dolly, it's so nice to have you back where you belong. You looking swell, Dolly.
And the great Louis Armstrong with Hello, Dolly. Never sounded better. That's Love Me Do. And the number one song on this date in 1964 is by Mary Wells. My God.
Together, I'm telling you from the start, I can't.
who could take me away from my God.
Oh, Mary, tell me more.
Tell me more. There's not a man today.
That's Mary Wells with My Guy on Radio Recall. My name's Jim Hampton, and we're playing the best songs from the past 50 years, and some you'll recognize, some that you may not.
Up on the roof.
This one I think you'll remember for sure.
Up on the roof.
It's a Radio Recall record redo, two in a row.
When this old world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face. Climb way up to the top of the stairs, and all my cares just drift right into space. On the roof is peaceful as can be, and there the world below can't bother me. Let me tell you now, when I come home feeling tired,
songs from the 60s, and done by one of the most popular writers of all time.
When this old world starts getting me down,
Carol King.
And people are just too much for me to face.
It's a little Radio Recall record redo of Up on the Roof.
I climb way up to the top of the stairs, and all my cares just right into space. On the roof, it's peaceful as can be, and there the world below can't.
have it, a little radio recall record redo right here on the Jim Hampton Show. And, you know, it's my belief that you can put unusual records together sometimes, and they just kind of fit because they sound good, right? And that's two good reasons right there. Up on the Roof by the Drifters, Up on the Roof by the writer Carole King. Guys, do you agree with me on this, huh?
Yes, Jim.
They agree with it. Well, I'm very glad that I have at least four people that agree with me right now. I just got confirmation that Lee Allen will be here on the horn in our studio tomorrow night on the radio show. I'm very excited about that. Isn't that great? And, yeah, it's going to be a real honor to have him. We have some wonderful material. Even Lee doesn't know about it. You know, he likes to kind of, like, approve everything before it goes, you know, like he's around it. But I've taken the liberty of finding some very special things that I think I think he will like. As I mentioned, you know, we're going to have Joel Sebastian on later on. We have some other surprises. This is our first night with Radio Recall here in Detroit, and it's great to be back. My name's Jim Hampton, and I want to introduce to you a guy who I knew very well. Actually, in Flint, Michigan, he worked together with me at WTRX in Flint. And Terry was kind of a big deal in Flint. You know, as Terry Knapp was his real name. He loved music, and he was a very handsome guy. Very, he knew show business, that's for sure. And he talked his way into radio, and radio loved him. He was on WJBK as Jack the Bellboy. And I want you to just take a listen. Go back into time with me. WJBK Terry Knapp.
Shake it up, baby.
Come on and shake my heart. Come on and try to move. I know you're good. Talk to me, mama. Work out all night long.
Oh, yeah.
Baby.
Shake it up, baby. Oh, Jackie Wilson on the scene. Swing and sound, it went all the way up to number 35 this week. It's called Shake, Shake, Shake. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The rugged cattle trail from the southern tip of Texas to Abilene is a trail to adventure.
And that's where you'll find us.
Eric Fleming.
And Clint Eastwood. Friday nights on Rawhide.
When it's time to saddle up for Western action.
This is Wishbone, best darn cook on the cattle trail. Advising you folks with an appetite for adventure, you'll find hearty Western fare on the trail to Abilene. Yep, adventure's always in your view and menu. Fridays with Raw.
You see Rawhide on Channel 2 television.
Yes, well, I think television guys are great, but you know what they say.
It pays to listen. It pays always to listen.
How?
To WJBK Radio 15.
Well, let's bring some of that fun stuff now.
Try the most unusual refreshment in the world. Get the fun one, the deliciously different one. Get Burners for Bubba Boom.
Bubba Boom
is the pleasure you get from play.
Bubba Boom,
the glass of Burners that brightens your day.
Bubba Boom,
guaranteed to put the blues on the run.
Bubba Boom, 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 means fun, fun, fun. Get the fun one.
Burners,
the deliciously different one. Get Burners.
It's the tingle that's bubbly good.
Bubba-bum.
The Burner's flavor that's aged in wood.
Bubba-bum.
For the feeling that a party's begun.
Bubba-bum, bum, bum, means fun, fun, fun. Get the fun one.
Burners.
The deliciously different one. Get Burners.
Bubba-bum, Burners.
All right, crank up that mill there, lover. Let's go.
Yeah, she's gone.
Oh,
yeah, she's gone. What? She's gone.
These are the gift cards.
She's gone, 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 baby, gone, gone, gone. Where did she go? I want to know. Oh, tell me why. She said goodbye.
Just let her go, 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 let her go, go, go.
No,
let her go, go, go.
No, no, no.
Go, go.
No, no, no. 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 No, no, no.
Sound of the ripcord just called She's Gone. And man, when she cranks up that mill, she really goes, doesn't she?
There's a wonderful world of softness, a wonderful world of freshness. It's the wonderful, wonderful, wonderful world of Salem cigarettes.
Salem softness freshens your taste.
Softly freshens.
Salem softness freshens your taste.
Smoothest flavor ever, smoke Salem cigarettes.
Salem is more than just a filter cigarette. Salem gives you a modern filter plus rich tobacco taste. Smooth with menthol, softened with fresh air. Yes, Salem softness freshens your taste.
There's a wonderful world of softness, a wonderful world of freshness. It's the wonderful, wonderful, wonderful world.
Okay, Groovy, let's bust out one more time. WJBK, AM and FM, Detroit, Michigan, a service of the Star Broadcasting Company, 1500 AM with Hi-Fi FM at 93.1. At the tone, National Bureau of Standards time will be 9 o'clock.
WJBK Headline News.
This That's is great. Alan Thayer reporting on the Radio 15 Thayer. News line.
Remember Alan Thayer? On the Radio 15 News line. Actually, I think he was there when I was working at WJBK. Anyway, it's Terry Knight, and he sounded great, and he went on. You know, he really was only there for like 6 or 8 months, I believe. You know, in those days, when you're on the air in Detroit radio, you could be on for 4 months, and people will remember you for 50 years. It's just it's outstanding. But he went from there to CKLW. He was really big on the air for another, you know, stint. He did about 7 or 8 months there. And then he got off the air, and he decided to get into music. And one of the things that he started to do was to form his own band, and the song that he came up with was Mister, You're a Better Man Than I. Terry Knight and the Pack. You're hearing it all right here on Radio Recall.
Can you judge a man by the way he wears his hair? Can you read his mind by the clothes that he wears? Or can you see a bad man might attack on his tie? Well then, mister, you're a better man than I. Mister, you're a better man than I. Mister, you're a better man than I. Could you tell a wise man by the way he speaks or spells? Is this more important the stories that he tells? And call a man a fool if for wealth he doesn't strive? Well then, Mr. Young Man,
Mister, You Are a Better Man Than I. 1966, and Terry went on. Actually, the biggest hit he had was a song called I Who Have Nothing. And we're going to play just a little bit of this.
No matter who they are.
A little romantic here, you know.
And no matter how different they might be.
Kind of serious.
Always runs across the same path.
Combining his DJ, you know, with his singing.
And that's the problem of love.
I wanted to do that once. I wanted to combine singing with
maybe
DJ.
Maybe just once in your life.
Well, that's another
story.
You're
going to fall in love with somebody so bad. And it's going to be somebody that don't need you at all. Somebody that's got everything in the world there is to have. And you got nothing. I who have nothing.
Terry Knight and the Pack, and I Who Have Nothing. big regional hit for Terry, and then he went on to manage the Grand Funk Railroad. In fact, I think a couple of members of the Pack turned into Grand Funk, and that's a whole other story. So Terry Knight, great to hear back on the radio here on Radio Recall. And this is WPON, Walled Lake, Detroit. I'm Jimmy Hampton right here, and who are you? I'm pushing this button, but nothing is happening. See, this is an equipment malfunction here on the show.
Uh-oh.
We have four engineers in the room here. I'm pushing buttons, and nothing seems to be going on. So why don't you push the button, James?
Radio Recall, huh. The Jim Hampton Show.
Well, I could have done that.
WPON 1460, Walled Lake, Detroit. It is 9 o'clock.